Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish, the half-hour show of Scottish topics and music. I'm Andrew McDermott, your host. On this episode, we'll explore what the phrase Simply Scottish means. You'll also hear a clip from our radio show archives. My father, Andrew McDermott Sr., shares his recollections of Christmas as a child in Scotland. We'll have bagpipe music, Celtic carols, and a brand new Christmas single by one of Scotland's best-loved bands. If you enjoy the show, take a moment to share your thoughts. You can post to our Facebook page at facebook.com/simplyscottish, send us a tweet to @simplyscottish, or email us at our website www.simplyscottish.com. As a reminder, the show is available on iTunes, on the Celtic Radio Network at celticradio.net, and at our website simplyscottish.com. Without further ado, here's Andrew Young, from the album Celebrating Scotland at Christmas, with a rendition of We Wish You a Merry Christmas, featuring the Highland Bagpipes.
Thank you.
what simply Scottish means. Could there be anything more simply Scottish than a dry stained dyke? Found all over Scotland and elsewhere in the British Isles, these walls are made of large stones held together without the use of mortar by the compressional force of each interlocking stone. You'll find them lining driveways, forming boundary walls between fields, and standing as retaining walls in towns and villages. When we relaunched Simply Scottish as a podcast in 2011, we chose the image of a stained dyke wall in the Scottish countryside as the backdrop for our official podcast artwork. A number of things could visually symbolise the words Simply Scottish. For me, it's my mother, Samantha. Her personality and character embodied a number of qualities I deemed to be simply Scottish. An unshakable belief in God, loyalty to family, an adventurous spirit, unselfish kindness, a no-nonsense attitude, thriftiness, and a healthy dose of humour. She travelled the world and had a 40-year career as a teacher. Her students and friends loved her for these virtues, and I am largely who I am today because of her influence. Some years ago, when Simply Scottish was a radio show airing on various public radio stations in the US and Canada, we commissioned Vincent Rooney, an artist in Scotland, to create a painting called Simply Scottish. He painted a small cottage by a burn, nestled at the foot of rolling Scottish hills. The artwork still hangs in the bedroom of my father, my co-host on Simply Scottish, during the initial years of its production. When my father and I chose the name for our show, we did so not only because it employs the memory-enhancing technique of alliteration, but because we wanted to get to the heart of Scotland and being Scottish, past all the hype, stereotype, assumption and misunderstanding. We want to present Scotland simply and earnestly. We want to let the country's beauty speak for itself and allow the friendliness and authenticity of Scotland's people send its own invitation. In true Scottish fashion, we don't want to boast. We want to welcome people to our land, because we know they will grow to love it and appreciate it in their own fashion and in their own time. And those who are Scottish by birth or who live there will gain new appreciation and insight about this small but mighty nation. So what do you think embodies the phrase simply Scottish? It could be an object, a place, a person, an event, a sound, a taste, or a smell. It won't be the only thing, but to you, and perhaps to many others, it communicates simply Scottish. Beyond hype or stereotype, it is pure and powerful. It is Scotland distilled. Send us your ideas via our website, www.simplyscottish.com. You can also post to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/simplyscottish.
Thank you.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. That was Flow Gently, Sweet Afton by William Coulter and Benjamin Verdery from the album A Celtic Christmas, Peace on Earth. Before that, you heard the beautiful Welsh hymn Calon Lan from the album The Spirit of Christmas. From 1999 to 2001, Simply Scottish aired as a weekly radio programme on a handful of stations in the US and Canada. Each week, my dad and I would present the best of Scotland. My father shared on the show his recollections of life in Scotland, from his earliest memories to his career as a taxi driver in Edinburgh. Here's a clip of Andrew Senior now, sharing memories of Christmas in Scotland.
Well, just to go back, if my memory serves me correctly, exactly 50 years ago tomorrow night would be Christmas Eve 1948. Just after the war, we were all just beginning to get back on our feet and look forward to more merry Christmases in the future. My Christmas at that time would probably consist of, with the weather being like it is here right now, very cold, wet, and a little bit of snow. We'd be in our house with an open fire, coal fire. We'd be sitting around there, Mom and Dad, all the kids, and we'd be listening to the radio. The television was just in its infancy at that time, and I don't think we had one. We were listening to the radio, to all the shows that were out at that time of the day. But most of all, our best time was between my sister and myself, my brother and sisters. We'd be around the coal fire, and we'd be writing out our list that we would send to Santa. Now, in Scotland at that time, what we did was we wrote out what we wanted. We would put it down on a piece of paper, and we'd put it on the fire, and the embers would go up the chimney, and this was a message that was going to take all the way to wherever Santa came from at that time. I think it was Iceland or North Pole. And we would watch the embers go up from the piece of paper, and we were just convinced that that message went up there and all the way to the North Pole. And Christmas Eve was very, very special, sometimes more special than Christmas Day. You knew what you were going to get to a certain extent, but Christmas Eve was when we were all together as a family. And I think that's the same all around the world. When family get together, it's the best time. Thank you.
That was Sleigh Ride, a Christmas classic from the Alexander Brothers. And that just about wraps up this episode, A Simply Scottish Christmas. For more, tune in to another episode of Simply Scottish, Scottish Christmas Traditions, to learn more about the ways the Scots celebrate Christmas. You'll find it on iTunes and at simplyscottish.com. If you enjoyed today's music, enter our monthly music giveaway for a chance to win a free Scottish album of your choice from over 4,000, sponsored by musicscotland.com. You can enter online at www.simplyscottish.com. 2 years ago, in December 2011, I relaunched Simply Scottish as a podcast. Since then, I've been in contact with a number of Scots and Scotland lovers all over the world who have tuned into the show and enjoy the Scottish topics and music. I want to thank you for your support of Simply Scottish. I really enjoy doing the show, as a service to my nation, certainly, but also as a way to reach out to other people who are passionate about Scotland, just like me. From my family to yours, may your Christmas and New Year be blessed and full of joy. Here's Deacon Blue with their brand new Christmas single, You'll Know It's Christmas, followed by The Holly Bush by Capper Cayley. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join me again next time for another celebration of Scotland.
You'll know it's Christmas when the snows are beginning and someone's singing a song. You'll know it's Christmas when everyone's digging the winter and singing along. The days become dark, the weather gets cold, you want to stay home. Somehow we start to see that miracles can come. Believe, start believing in you. You'll know it's Christmas, 'cause no other time of the year is feeling so good. The diamonds below are frost on the road, showing you home. Is it so wrong to hope that miracles can come? If there's a star in the sky, if the air's filled with a mystery, if there's a babe in the church with a choir, you'll know it's Christmas. If there is love in this world, struggling for, if there is someone you're holding close, you'll know it's Christmas
Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright 2013, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.